Well, we have a couple of guests joining us in studio this morning. We're going to talk about the Fly Iowa show that's coming up here at the Atlantic Airport this Saturday, September 15th. Got Gary Moss, Gary Pellett in with us, a couple of the folks helping to organize, coordinate, volunteer. Gee whiz, what else are you doing? About everything.
Yes, about everything, Jim. First of all, we want to thank you for the opportunity to explain this. This is a real showcase for the state. We're the one in Iowa selected to have it this year, and so the Atlantic community, Atlantic Airport, its residents, Southwest Iowa here will be showcased. And it takes a lot of planning and coordination, but we're coming down the road, and really things are falling together very well.
How did it work out? Because I know the show is an annual show, but it's not annual to Atlantic. It bounces around different locations. How did it work out to come here?
Well, we asked about it and actually put it off a year because of busy schedule here. And then the Iowa Aviation Promotion Group director, Chuck McDonald, had us on schedule for 2012 here. And so that's what we chose. And they have been working with us all along.
What do they look for in a place to put on this show?
Well, they like enthusiasm in the community. They like the size of the airport. They want an active airport operator, of which we have an excellent airport and an excellent airport operator out there. So,
okay. What will people see? Now, they know it's an air show. There are different types of air shows held in different locations across the country. What will they see at this particular one?
Well, we'll have a very nice variety. We, of course, are featuring the Mustangs, the P-51s. Yeah. Of course, our own Mike Henningsen will be flying in the show. Some of his colleagues, people he flies in other shows with, so that will be a real military emphasis. In addition to that, we have an A-26 bomber that's going to come up from the south and join. We've got the usual an acrobatic act by Greg Kuntz that's coming up out of Alabama. He's one of the top performers in the country. He will actually do two shows. He'll do an acrobatic act, and then he comes back and does a kind of a special comedy act a little bit later on. Have another Pitts coming in. So it'll be a nice variety. Right now we're formatted to be at about an hour and 50 minutes, plus maybe a little time to start up and taxi out.
Sure. So they'll see some military aircraft, some other creative aircrafts as well, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be not only flying the air show, but there'll be a pretty large exhibit. We have been working very hard. One of our chairmen, Rick Pellett, has been working extremely hard getting a large number of static displays, everything from aircraft to helicopters to vendors and aviation vendors. Of course, you don't want to forget, Jim, we're going to have food out there for people, too. So there'll be food vendors as well as a brunch at 8 o'clock in the morning that will feed people if they come out and enjoy it with us.
Exactly, and Gary mentioned it's the show itself, probably about an hour and 50 minutes, going on 2 hours thereabouts. But that's not all there is. You've really kind of built a whole day around this.
That's true. Things will start beginning with the brunch about 8 o'clock, and of course there'll be a lot of aircraft coming in before that. It's open to the public. It's for aircraft. Pilots will be flying in, much like a flight breakfast. The general public in this area, it's a free show. I want to emphasize that. Everyone will come. They should bring their lawn chair and their blanket or whatever they'd like to sit on in the grass and watch this show. Of course, all of the air show itself will be overhead. And before the air show and after the air show, the static displays and the vendors will be there, and they can browse around and see a lot of interesting things.
You know, when folks go to these air shows like this, often they come away not just talking about what they saw, but what they felt. Will you feel the air show when you're there?
Oh, yes. When the Mustangs tune up, particularly almost 1,500 horsepower each. And when you stop and think about those, what amazing machines they are, because, you know, they're early 40s vintage. Were very important in the war effort, what the Tuskegee Airmen flew. So, it literally shakes the ground a little bit when they're doing their thing.
Well, don't forget, Gary, that horsepower on them 51s is a lot, but that A-26 bomber is going to have 5,400 horsepower. And so when they fire up and go passing through the runway. It'll make a lot of noise, and it'll be quite exciting to see that.
These air shows like this now that they'll be doing here with the Fly Iowa Air Show, will it be nonstop things going on then?
Yes. You know, we about the only time there will not be, well, I guess you'd call action, is just to start up and get the planes onto the runway and possibly taxi back. So we hope there not be very much gap in between the acts. We'll have one act starting to stage before the other one comes in, and that's all of us kind of like to keep things going.
Absolutely. Well, there'll be food, drink. You mentioned the breakfast that'll be going on in the morning. There's a minimal charge for that.
It's yes,
at the hangar there, but you'll get a good breakfast and a good chance to kind of visit with these folks.
The theme of the show is Heritage and Homecoming, which really sets this Fly Iowa apart from any of the other Fly Iowas in the state of Iowa in the past. And it's heritage from people in Southwest Iowa, Atlantic area, that have an aviation career or an aviation experience, either one. And we've asked a lot of people to respond to us by writing up something about their aviation experiences, their career, their activities in life that have involved aviation. We've got a large number of those back, and we're asking many of them to come as a homecoming situation. At the terminal building, during the show, they will be these bios that these folks have written up and sent back to us, as well as a number of people around the airport during that day that will have name tags on that will identify them as part of the Heritage and Homecoming honorees.
You guys are learning a lot about running an air show, aren't you?
Well, the homecoming and heritage is very unique, as Gary says. You know, we have a person, for example, coming in from Medford, Oregon. John Gipple grew up in this part of the world. Actually, Bridgewater did a lot of his flying out of Atlantic, ended up retiring as a TWA captain, lives now in Medford, Oregon. And he and a friend of his from San Francisco are bringing their plane out. And once they get through here, then they're going to head on to Kitty Hawk, and then make a kind of a loop through the south. So I think there'll be a lot of stories being told that night and during the day.
A lot of these folks are very experienced at going to different air shows and performing.
In terms of our air show and the acts, they are. You're right. The Greg Kuntz that you're saying is one of our featured performers. I was at an air show in Oshkosh. He was there. I was also down at Sun and Fun in Florida. He's been there. He's nationally known and does a great job. I think everybody really will enjoy him, as well as M51s. No matter where you put a 51 in the air, it stirs interest. You know?
It's crazy what some of these folks can do with those aircraft.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, you know, we mentioned breakfast, too, but will there be food and drink throughout the day, too, so folks will be taken care of?
There definitely will be. There will be a food court type area, and there will be barbecue and some specialty foods in that area that people can eat, some real conventional food by our local vendors from this area. And, it'll be available at all times. Nobody's going to go hungry if they just kind of walk around, look around. They'll find something to eat.
Absolutely. For the folks that come out there that night, I'm just going to use as an example the 4th of July fireworks. People are used to going to the airport to enjoy, but you know they can kind of wander around pretty much anywhere they need to on that particular evening. You need this runway space, obviously. You need the apron areas. You need all those kind of places. Are there specific areas where they can and can't go? Will they be directed where they can set up then when they come in that day?
Yes, we hope to have it fairly well organized. So far it looks like it's really going to flow well.
Good.
Of course, you drive in the only one entrance to the airport now, you know, and you drive in the gate. There will be a 1,000-car parking area right there for people to park into, and a place to walk in, one central location of which you'll receive a program that tells you what's going to go on during the day, and the sponsors, the people that have... This is a free show, you know, Jim, and somebody had to help pay all the bill, and we have some excellent sponsors in our area that stepped up to the plate to do that. So after they get in the gate, there will be these static displays, there will be the brunch, there will be the food court, and then clear to the west will be what we call the show line, and at the show line is where people will line up and watch the show to the west of what we now know as the main terminal building.
Very good. Now, did I see hot air balloons and things like that there too?
There is. We're going to have a tethered hot air balloon, so kind of depends a little on the winds, but we hope to be able to take some rides. And we did that for Atlantic Fest as well, just as a takeoff. We also have a helicopter involved, so there will be helicopter rides for really a pretty reasonable fee for riding in a helicopter. So that's going to give some people some experiences that they may not have any other way.
Sounds like a good family day.
It will be. It will be. And it's something the kids can enjoy, too. There might be a few things like bouncy displays and character drawings and things like that. We're not sure all of the vendors yet, but we're sure the kids will have a good time, and we know they'll love watching some of these air acts that's going to happen.
I don't doubt for a second with the noise and all the stuff going on around them. It'll keep their attention.
You bet.
Mom and Dad won't have to worry about that. So come out early and stay late then.
That's the way it is. I would suspect, main things are starting around 8 o'clock, and 3, 4 o'clock, things will kind of be winding down, but that's the time period that everybody will enjoy themselves.
Great. Breakfast getting things started at 8.
I might also add just real quick that there is a wings program for pilots, and they can come into a seminar that helps improve their proficiency as a pilot, and that starts at 8:30, from 8:30 to 10:30.
Okay. 8 o'clock, the breakfast, and the air show gets underway at 11 o'clock, and plenty of things all around that as well. Hope you get a chance to get out and get your tickets early, right?
Tickets to a free event. You betcha.
You betcha. That's the way you go. Get your tickets early. You have them already, don't you?
You got them.
One thing, Jim, I think is important. Gary's our chairman, and the support we received from the community and the volunteers, just unbelievable. I don't think Gary's hardly been turned down at all, and people he's asked, and we have people every day say, what can we do? So that's really a tribute to the whole Atlantic, Cass County, and surrounding area, that there's that much enthusiasm, willingness to support something that it will be educational and be a little bit of fun for everybody.
Fly Iowa at the Atlantic version, Heritage and Homecoming, coming up this Saturday, September 15th. They'd love to see a wonderful crowd there for that event. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate having the opportunity.